new report by the Army finds the suicide rate for soldiers in Iraq and Kuwait is much higher than the rate for the entire Army. There were at least 23 suicides among soldiers in Iraq and Kuwait last year. The Army now requires all soldiers entering Iraq and Kuwait to take a suicide prevention class within 3 months of arriving. Before, soldiers had to take the class within a year. Dr. Paul Reagan is an associate professor of psychiatry at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. He treats veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and is a leading authority on military suicide. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
How alarming is the number of military suicides in Iraq and Kuwait?
Well, it's statistically significant, and we consider suicide sentinel events that can be indications of very serious happenings.
Of course, the stress level has to be immense.
Clearly, the soldiers are well trained for war, but when it's a prolonged police action under, at times, very ambiguous circumstances, it has to be extraordinarily stressful.
Is there anything the military could have done to prevent so many suicides?
Well, one of the things that they recommended in their report was to establish a command climate that encouraged the soldiers to seek help when they became very distressed. And if they could have worked on this prior to deployment and made sure that that was part of the military culture, I think that would have been very helpful.
How effective are suicide prevention classes?
A good question. I think that remains to be seen. I think if the chain of command, if then both the non-commissioned officers and the junior officers that are in the most contact with the average infantryman learn from these classes how important a change in somebody's mood is when somebody starts voicing feelings of worthlessness, helplessness, hopelessness, that that's something that really needs to be attended to, then the classes could possibly be very helpful.
Is combat stress treatable?
Extremely treatable. Everybody, under certain circumstances, can experience combat stress. There have been intense tank battles where up to 50% of the combatants have had combat stress reaction. But I don't think that's what we're talking about here. Well, I think what we're talking about is over a long haul after the conventional war has ended, troops stretched out over an entire country without the necessary infrastructure to support them over a many-month time period, that those individuals, when they feel very stressed, there's problems at home, they're developing a clinical anxiety, depression, traumatic stress reaction, that there may not just be the resources.
How well does the military handle mental health problems?
They actually have a good deal of knowledge. They have resources. I think that they're saying that all the knowledge and resources may not have been applied in the field, so to speak, as well as they could have.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome.
Dr. Paul Reagan is an associate professor of psychiatry at Vanderbilt University Medical Center.